Okay, hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister Kix. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is a short episode today because yes. We don't have that much to talk about, but we do need to just like start to wrap up BIP and not completely abandon it.
And we are going to a pumpkin patch today, so we Mama, can't just sit here.
I'm literally dressed like that meme of the girls, like all in line, like the pumpkin spice.
You just need a
fall.
Chelsea boot. Are you wearing a Chelsea boot?
No, my Chelsea boots I retired because I felt like every gay was wearing them. It's like the silk shirts. Like when all the gays wore the silk shirts, the same one from Zara, then you're like, I guess I shouldn't wear it anymore. So I retired the Chelsea boot. I think I'm not into boots actually anymore. I used to like a boot, but it feels a little like it feels a little like early 2000s to me.
I think that you can be into boots. We just need to get you the right boot because what's happening now is the Chelsea boot is out, honey. Mama.
Yeah, Chelsea's out.
Chelsea's out. And
but like a combat would look awful on me, but I know that that's in. Mm-hmm. A platform combat would look like garbage on me.
Yeah, because it's not really your style.
No, I don't. I'm struggling with how late 90s and early 2000s style is, because that doesn't speak to me in any way. And like none of it
doesn't speak
like
to
the
me either.
Center, yeah, but you can get away with some of it better than I can. You're rocking a center part. Slick down.
I have always rocked a center part. And after high school, I'm just going to say that. I've been doing this for 10 years, honey. Okay. Second of all, the early 90s that works for me are the baggy jeans.
Yeah, but you're rocking, you are doing it. You're wearing like a platform, like flat shoe, a baggy jean, and a tight tank top. Like that is Billie Eilish.
Right, because like my my inner like goth is able to shine now that I get to buy my own clothes. Yeah, I get to wear all black with.
Whose clothes were you wearing before? I just mean like you're buying them for yourself.
Yes, I'm not goth, but I just like am feeling I'm more punk. 90s punk, that's the word.
Yeah, not goth at
all. I get to wear it. No, not at all. I get to wear it because mom, love you mom, would buy me like Aeropostale and stuff because I also thought that was like cool.
Yeah, but that was your style then.
I know. I just get to express myself, honey.
Yeah, well, you're in a very transitional period of your life right now.
Tis. I just bought a green couch. How many times can I say that in the world? And it's here, and it's green. Green.
You say that like that is the big change you've made in your life.
I think
it feels like it symbolizes something to you, and I don't connect. I think the couch is cute, but I'm not connecting with it like you are. Like, you're like, this is my couch. You're like, this is new me. I buy green things. Well, everyone should know that, like, Kix, like, when we lived together, she was obsessed with just everything being black and white, despite having a cat who sheds. And I'm like, what?
I just heard him hack. Sorry, keep going.
No, but I don't like get the black and white aesthetic, and I'm happy we're moving out of it because it's an odd aesthetic for a living space. Because even it's not even like neutrals. It's like very, it's just a little cold, and you're a warm person.
See, I just feel that it just makes the most sense in my cabeza for everything to just be black and white.
I think because you're scared to piece colors together.
Yeah, because I'm bad at it. Hence the reason I went to school for interior design and don't do interior design anymore.
Do you think you're colorblind?
No, I'm not colorblind.
I'm sincerely asking.
No, I'm not.
Some people are a little bit, though.
I'm not. I like get my eyes checked and shit like that.
How can they tell, though? That's something I will never understand in my brain, is that, like... guys, we never record. We're recording very early in the morning on a Saturday. So, like, this is a different kind of space I'm in. And there's no weed or alcohol present on either of our ends.
Right, I'm having coffee instead of red wine. So,
something that, this is really, this is going to sound like I'm stoned. But, like, colors do freak me out sometimes because I'm like, we all just agreed that that was blue.
but
we all agree that that's blue, but I'll never know what's blue to you.
That's a metaphor.
Okay. I'm serious though. Like, what if the ocean is your blue is my green?
That's just not the case though.
What is it?
We definitely see different colors.
I know, but like, just think about.
But I'm not colorblind just because I like the aesthetics of black and
I've
white.
Moved
and
past
black
that.
And white stripes.
I've moved past that. Although the clues are there for you being colorblind that you only like to do black and white things.
That's not what colorblind is.
I know it means you can't recognize the differences between colors. You see colors differently. All those things.
It's like browns and.
No, some people
red.
Like. Yeah. No, I think it's like red and green or purple. And
yeah, those are the colors.
Yeah. No, but like, I don't even know where I'm going with this.
We're having
anymore.
A very, talk about like early 2000s. That wasn't early 2000s, but the, is it a blue dress or a white dress? What was that blue or?
That was like 3 years ago.
It was not 3 years ago.
Yes, it was. The blue
no,
and the gold.
Wasn't.
Blue or gold?
Blue or gold. I saw always blue. I tried my damnedest to see gold.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that didn't work out for you.
What color did you see? Do you remember?
No, I always only saw blue.
I just don't get the concept of that.
Also, like the Yanni, what's that thing?
Yanni.
Laurel Yanni.
Laurel Yanni.
Laurel. This, I can't with what we're doing today.
I just like, this is what fucks me up. This blue or white thing, blue or gold thing.
Right. Okay. But once again.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
What if someone's blue is gold? What if someone looks out at the ocean or looks up at the sky?
And they see and it's a gold, gold sky.
But in their head, it's blue. But in their head, but they're like, that's blue.
Right.
And does that mean that like a gold, like
this was a phenomenon,
like
honey.
Winning this, like a gold medal is blue to them?
I won blue.
No, but they call that gold.
I know. It was 2017.
Did I say 3 years ago? That's 4 years ago.
That seems truly like a century ago.
Yeah, well, a lot of things have happened since then. Well, we should talk about
like
VIP a little bit.
Conversation.
We should talk about VIP a little bit. Here's the thing. I'm like trying to put in my brain what happened this week, and it's not all piecing together.
A lot of sad things happened.
A lot of sadness, a lot of love, and no rose ceremonies.
The theme of this is that here's the turn of every season that we always are like, fuck, now we have to talk about like actual emotions when like we're laughing at them for feeling emotions. That's not nice.
So essentially we get I think three couples out of this that are like confirmed like falling for each other, which is grocery store JoJo mm-hmm. and Serena P, and then we also have Mari and Kenny
mm-hmm. and no one Abigail.
Noah and Abigail. Oh, and then one more. We have Marissa and right. Riley.
It's just like, I feel like the takeaway from this episode, I had two things. The first thing being, I felt so badly for Kendall. I just think she kind of got...
Was that like, this episode?
Yeah.
That was... Okay, I can't remember. They all blend together because we... watch them in a way and we cover them in a kind of a backwards way.
I just feel badly for her because I really think she came on to the beach thinking that she was gonna win him back, but then I think this episode she realized that she fucked up, like she shouldn't have broken up with him and he's moved on, she's not, you know. It's just like real emotions here that I feel really badly like for her, like my heart literally hurt watching her just sob in the car.
Yeah, I feel bad. I do feel bad for her, but my only thing in general with all of this is like, what did you think was gonna happen? You're going to Bachelor. It's not like they're filming like just them getting dinner one day, like, and like seeing if they can rekindle things for like a one night special on ABC, right? It's like you're going to Bachelor in Paradise where, and you're showing up like later. And yeah. I don't know if she thought she was going to be there first when she signed up. I doubt they tell them when they're going to go in. But still, I'm like, you realize what this is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what did you expect? And I think I would literally never put myself in that position. That would be awful. Like, I am such a jealous bitch. Like, if I had to sit on a beach and see, like, the man I love who, like, recently broke up, like, just, like, have someone else sit on his lap and just, like, make out with him. Or not, past that, like, see him fall in love with someone. Like, that would ruin my life. So I don't know why she's there. And, like, I think she, and what's sad to me is that she is kind of almost forgetting about, like, the show, it feels like. It feels like she's like, no, I'm here to get him. Like, I think she feels that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what,
and
I
that's like
bad.
Really upsetting because like it's TV and the producers are going to use and abuse you.
Yeah,
not like physically, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yes,
like they're going to manipulate the storyline to make good TV. So the storyline isn't just going to be the two of you enter the beach the first day and figure it out. The storyline is going to be one of you gets there and then the other one shows up later, and hopefully you are with people or like. Mm-hmm. I don't know why on earth she agreed to go on.
I think she, and what she was saying when she was talking to Joe right before she left is like, she agreed to go on to get him back.
Right.
And she was trying to get that at like him to say the same thing, but he like flat out doesn't feel the same way. So like, I think that moment she realized that she like really fucked up.
Yeah. No, she really did. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for her. Bad.
I did not like you're so Midwest there.
That was not it.
Oh yeah, I feel bad.
Yanni or Laurel.
Let's jump into. I want to talk Kenny a little bit because Kenny. I do think Mari and Kenny have something. I just realized it this week. But I mean, props to Kenny for like getting sex like from all different directions while he's in Paradise. But I'm like, I don't know if I was Mari, if I would be like, and it's not even like slut shamey. I just, if I knew that, if I saw him literally have sex with someone like
days ago.
Yeah, probably at this point, 5 days ago, had sex with someone else. And now he's saying, like, I'm falling in love with you. It makes my head
timeline doesn't work
turn.
Out.
Turn, yeah. I will say. Yeah, go ahead.
This taco thing, not into it.
No, nothing should be eaten off anyone's bodies.
The idea of eating, like, ground beef off of someone's body makes me want to throw up.
I almost said something really bad. There's only one thing. No, never mind.
Don't say it.
There's only one thing that you should put in your mouth on someone's body.
Great. Like licking sour cream off of a hairy leg. When she put that sour cream on his
neither
hairy leg.
Y'all. No, y'all. It's just you. Neither of them have a patch of hair on their bodies.
Kenny's leg was hairy. And when she put that sour cream on it, I wanted to turn the TV off. I was so appalled.
And then to think if I would now. I'm rethinking what I said. I think I would eat something off someone. I would. I think as like a one-off. Like it's not something I would be into. But it would need to be something sweet.
Yeah, I was going to say like maybe candy.
Something I never forget. Is that Kim Cattrall laid on a fucking table with sushi all over her for hours. Well, not Kim Cattrall, but I mean, you know what I mean. Samantha
for
did.
A man that didn't show up, honey.
The logistics of her laying on a dining room table for 2 hours with warm, raw fish all over her body makes me want to throw up. And sushi's my favorite food.
It's so fucking gross.
Yeah. But certainly not ground beef and
sour cream.
Can you picture putting refried beans in like your belly button?
On your chest. So gross. Oh. Yuck. But they were like turned the fuck on by it. Yeah.
I wasn't so turned on by it.
No.
I'm still turned on by that date that Blake and Tia went on last week. I can't stop thinking about it. He's so hot to me.
He's hot, and this episode was fucking weird for both of them.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that couple. So that was weird because so Tia and James is trying to court Tia because James wants to stay there for television. And it's kind of weird. Like, I don't really know, like they haven't really talked, but he like made her like a dinner, aka someone else did. Date? No, they didn't.
Oh.
He's just like trying to get a rose.
Rose chaser.
And then literally. And then she has this sit down with Blake where she's like, I don't know why you won't just come up to me. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, we went on a date yesterday. I think they literally went on a date yesterday. And she's like, but you haven't talked to me since. And he's like, well, we've been like filming a TV show. like, no, I haven't. I felt she was being extremely irrational, and I find him to be extremely hot. So why is she and very nice?
If he makes your vagina tingle, why is there even a question to date not him?
James does not make anyone's vaginas tingle. I'm sorry. He's like roided out.
I think he's just a nice, normal guy who does steroids.
Just a nice, wholesome roid head. Not roid head or road head? Roid head. Which do you hear?
What do you hear? Laurel Yanni.
Roid head.
No, it has to be something else. Roid head.
Here's the thing. I know. I've never done steroids, but I do know people who have. Right. Yeah, look at me in my scrawny
Diane Keaton billow shirt.
Like no upper body strength. And I'm like, me, I've never done roids. It has some nasty side effects, I'll just say. I don't ever think it's worth it.
Do you get like a high?
So, no, you just get really muscly. You just get
right,
ripped.
But like you can't do steroids like once. Like it has to be like a thing, right?
Yeah, you inject it like every day. But roid rage is a real thing. You get really angry.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Roid rage, road rage, roid rage, road rage.
Real world roid rage. Real world road rules.
And it has some other side effects, but not that I've seen a roided penis, but you know that rumor.
You
right?
know what we're getting at here.
My point is, I don't think James is. James is just like a to me.
Right, like if I was gonna say, as Tia says, listen to your vagina. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I think vaginas are intuitive more. Like, don't, like, guys who listen to their dick, is that's a different story here.
Dicks are not intuitive. No.
Also, I saw a funny meme going around after the episode that ABC's new show, instead of Listen to Your Heart, is called Listen to Your Vagina.
That's funny. I like that. I'd watch that. We are watching it, I guess.
We are watching that. That's exactly what we're watching. No, I just don't get why she's, like, being so scary to him. I think she's kind of panicking because I just can't imagine why they're bringing new people on. I mean, that's part of the show, but like none of these new people that come on are going to leave engaged in 3 days.
No, because we only have 2 more episodes. They're probably there for 5 more days. Yeah.
Well, we see Dean and Caitlin are coming on next episode, which I adore them. And I'm excited to hopefully see if they say something about like leaving together.
Yeah.
I was thinking instead of like staying to fake get engaged. Because that's what they did. And they're still together. They like own homes and vans and stuff together.
That's the goal, to own homes and vans.
I mean, that's my goal. So
I know. So we also get Chelsea is getting fought over on the beach. She goes on a double date with Damar, and Natasha goes on a date with Ed, which Ed is just the human thumb. You know, like the thumb people in Spy Kids? Like, that's him. The henchman.
Oh, Tom.
He is. It doesn't mean he's not nice. He's just
so
like,
I think that him and that guy that I'm forgetting his name that we were just talking about, the steroid guy.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same energy, James.
Dumb.
That
no, James feels like, smart to me.
But
actually,
if they were like, if they were not jacked, these girls would be like, who is that man? I'm sorry to this man.
Yeah, they're very vanilla.
Right, and they're fucking huge. Like, their muscles are huge. And so that's why I think they're attractive.
Ed, I find Ed a little bit more attractive than James, actually. I kind of...
I agree.
His, like, dumb face is kind of hot to me. It is. Sometimes the little dumb
face
is cute.
There's something about 10:30 a.m., like, trash-talking people that just doesn't sit right.
I feel great. Oh, great. We should record every morning. What a great way to start my day, talking shit about roided out idiots.
No, the double date was fine. It was cute. We got mostly Natasha and Ed. They like have a connection, quote unquote, I guess. But
it feels very television to me.
It does feel very television.
Wait, what about when Natasha was like trying to start a conversation? She was like, would you like to paint again? And he goes, no.
First rule of improv, never say no.
Would you like to paint again? No.
Great. That's what I would
say. One of our best friends lives with, in their family home, their grandmother lives there with their mm-hmm. parents. And they quarantined together, like the whole family, like during the peak of COVID. Not the peak. I mean, well, you know what I mean. Like in like pre-vaccinated world, they were all in that house. They were all in one house together. And grandma is losing it a little bit in the head, which is sad.
She's old,
but
yeah.
she's like literally 90 years old. And so they just have a ton of quotes from her just being like an asshole, like in the best way. You know what I'm saying? And they were like at dinner and Mom had made dessert for everyone. And so everyone's eating their dessert. And Mom looks at Nana and says, Nana, did you like your dessert? And Nana looks up at the table and she goes, not at all. So I felt like Ed was going to, I felt like Natasha was like, did you like painting today? And he goes, not at all.
Not at all. Yeah, I mean, they won't get engaged.
No.
But I don't know.
Certainly
yeah,
not.
I feel like Natasha's like on this roller coaster of like, I should just stay because I'm having a nice time now.
Yeah, I think she gets what she's there for now. She's like, I made good TV with the Brendan thing. I came out on top of this. Let me just stay and get my check.
Okay, well, I'm glad we brought up the B of this world because allegedly him and Piper are not together anymore and they don't follow each other on Instagram. She posted something.
Oh God.
Said, like her caption was like a singularity, which I'm like, that could mean a lot of different things, but
somehow she's probably mad that Brendan has I find her to be so not self-aware. And, like, I feel like she's probably, like, Brendan ruined paradise for me, ruined this business opportunity for me. Like, I could have gotten all these things. It's like, no, girl, like, that's you. Like, you did that.
Or they're twisting it because, like, the fact that they broke up, now they're kind of, like, stirring the pot even more with, like, just more eyes on them.
She makes, but they both make my skin crawl. Her, there's nothing more annoying to me in a human being than someone who is like so like who me. I hate that quality in someone because it's so fucking fake. I hate that. Like, I'm like, just be like, yeah, I did fuck Brendan a lot before I got here.
That's like, that's why I appreciate Demi a little bit more on this season in particular, is because like, she, at least she's not like hiding the fact that she's like literally stirring the pot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I just, when people like try to play coy, I'm like, you look like a crazy person. Sorry, I'm coming in with hot takes today.
Yeah, now it's 10:34.
We need to talk about the evacuation.
They acted like they were never going to see each other again. They were like, all I'm focusing on is Joe, saying bye to Joe, because I don't know the next time we're going to see each other. Worst case scenario, they leave Mexico and
hang out.
Yeah, but okay. But
suppose they can't.
Yes, because next episode, we get a promo or a sneak peek that something happened with Ivan and someone else at the evacuation party hotel.
Yeah. Chelsea.
Yeah.
So evacuation happens, and I don't know how many days they were like away. I think it was probably just like 2 nights or something like that. Or maybe just 1 night, honestly. Storms like that it's in and out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I bet they would have been fine staying there.
Their whole thing is outdoors. There's like not a door in sight.
I know, but there has to be an inside somewhere. We never see them inside.
Yeah, like where the producers are and stuff. The boom boom room.
Sorry, 1 second. So they get back to the beach and it's the rose ceremony. Like, they're about to do rose. And so they're trying to like figure out like who's with who and where roses can be. And Chelsea has been with Aaron this whole time, which I'm liking Aaron more and more every episode. I'm obsessed with him. Talk about a dumb face I'm obsessed with. It's Aaron. And
but he's also in on the joke.
He's funny. Like, he actually is funny. Like, he gets that. What I like about him is he gets that he's like the hot asshole.
Yeah.
Which makes him hot. Like, talk about self-aware. He's so self-aware of his assholeness that I'm so attracted to him. No, but Chelsea goes and talks to Ivan, and I think they make out.
They do make out.
And Aaron's like, what the fuck? Like, when were they going? And Ivan had said to Aaron, he's like, I'm not going to like try and get a rose today. I'm just going to like hang out. If someone wants to give me one, that's great. I don't want to infiltrate relationships. He literally said that. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of backfired because
he infiltrated a relationship. But I don't know. I don't really take Aaron too seriously when it comes to Chelsea. I think he's doing the same thing. He's just trying to like stick around. Like,
I think him and Tammy were the best match that we had out of his variations. Like, and her and Tammy's. I'm like, I don't know why y'all didn't just stick it out. Cause I actually think they were I thought they were cute together. I don't see it for Chelsea and her. I don't think Chelsea needs more of like a man than Aaron is. And Aaron is, I think Aaron feels a bit too young.
I think he is young too.
You know, he is, but he feels young for Chelsea to me. I feel like Chelsea needs like a nice, mature, like mature 35-year-old man to support her modeling career. Because if someone has it, Chelsea has it. I'm sorry.
Chelsea is stunning
and
tall as fuck.
Legs just gorgeous. 4 days. I'm like, she's are a supermodel.
Literally gorgeous. Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, like we get a lot of Instagram models on the show because most of the women, that's their trajectory.
And when you're modeling on Instagram, like, you don't have to be good in person.
Please tune, mama.
Yeah. You can make your legs look long in photos and then be
I'm going to show you this photo because I talked about it with Mandy Slutsker when I was on her podcast. I have it saved on my like Instagram because I'm obsessed.
Follow Mandy. Is This Real Life? That's the podcast.
Yes, because it's one of the most jarring Instagram model photos I've ever seen. So Hannah G from Bachelor in Paradise, mm-hmm. and Dylan, they left together, they're engaged, I don't know. They have a home together. I don't know if they're getting married anytime soon, but she posted this picture that brings me so much joy. Hold on. Okay. I was trying to fill time, but then I was like,
I know, I hate when you do things like this because I had to edit them out. We were going so strong where we might not have not had to edit anything. Okay, what about it?
What about it? Look at her. She is facing a garage.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Smiling.
This is hilarious, but it's not good podcast content because we're talking about a photo that people can't see.
It literally brings me joy. I think about it a lot.
Great. Well, maybe we can share this story on the Instagram, not on the podcast.
I'm sorry. I just have to talk about it.
No, I know. And I'm happy to be that space. It's just hard when we do visual things here because there's not a visual component.
I'm aware.
But Ivan and Aaron scream at each other. And that's how the episode ends.
Yeah. And then they're going to go at it allegedly next episode.
Which
is a twist because I think Ivan is a better person than Aaron is.
Much better. I also forgot that they weren't on the same season. I thought that they were, but they were. He's on Tayshia and she was, and he was on, what's her face? Katie. Yeah, we only have two more episodes, which is sad, but next week's episode is apparently 3 hours long, which is awful.
It's sad. It's also sad. Right, why couldn't we just...
I know. But...
calm this out.
We have an exciting announcement. Let's just use this space to talk about it. So we are going to continue this coverage. These episodes will be released on Sundays for the next 2 weeks. So this episode and then two more after it. But for the month of October, we decided we are not going to cover Michelle's season of Bachelorette. We literally love Michelle. Michelle was like truly the bright light of Matt James's season.
Literally.
It has nothing to do with Michelle. It's just like, it's hard to book guests. We see your listens and the listens are, we're going to be open. The listens are low for Bachelor. And so when the listens are low, we're like, why not just give the people what they want? Because like we too would like nice listener numbers on things, but I'm going to still be watching Michelle's season. So please DM
we'll
us
talk about it on IG and things like that.
Yeah. So the conversation will be happening elsewhere, but we just won't be covering it. But for the holidays and for October, we are going to kind of go back in time and start covering old. First, for October, we're going to cover some old episodes of Housewives at like costume parties or Halloween parties. So if you have like a specific episode that you love of Housewives, that they were like at a themed party or it was Halloween, let us know. We would love to cover that. So we're going to do a couple weeks of that and then transition into, we are going to cover all of the Berkshires episodes of Real Housewives of New York.
That's what we're doing. I'm so excited because my knowledge of Housewives is not anywhere near Tom's massive dictionary of a brain is. And I've seen most of these. There's definitely some I haven't. A lot of, we'll do some old OCs that I might have seen. So I'm just like excited to rewatch, maybe watch for the first time and talk about it because Jesus, there's always something goes down at a costume party. Okay.
Really
so think
does.
Think about that this holiday season.
So a lot to look forward to. I feel like it'll put everyone in the mood for like fall and get everyone in the mood for the holidays. So we're really excited.
Yes.
And once again, thrilled. We send our love to Michelle because
yes,
I feel badly that we covered boring ass Katie and awful Matt James, and we're not covering Michelle because she like actually is a star. But it's
I don't even know if star is the word. I think she's just a great person.
I think she's a superhero.
Yeah,
being a teacher, to all the moms and the teachers out there, through the past 2 years, y'all are superheroes, and she's that. And what I love about Michelle is she was like, I'll do the Bachelorette, but I'm not going to do it like during the school year because I love my kids too much. So we got to film it in the summertime when I'm not working. I'm like, to think that like she's going to continue to be a teacher while the show's airing.
Right. It's just like pretty fucking cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like excited to watch your season. But once again, Tom and I like to watch it with a grain of salt and then turn it off when things start getting too serious. So
yeah, and we don't need to take that to the pod.
We'll be tuning in and we will be talking about it on Instagram, probably occasionally on a Bravo episode if it comes up.
Yes, if there's drama. Yeah, and apparently they already are announcing like it's leaked who The Bachelor is, which is annoying because it's from this season. And so that means we know this guy goes far and then also doesn't make it. But then also it's another blonde white guy. I'm like, why? I'm sorry. Why did we not have what's his face from last season? What was the guy's name? The Austrian football player.
Fuck.
Aaron? No, not Aaron. Aaron's this guy. Oh God, what's his name? I can't remember. But the fact that we didn't have him as a bachelor, Ivan would have been an amazing bachelor. Riley would have been an amazing bachelor.
Mike won't do it anymore.
I think at this point, because I think he was almost the bachelor, and then it didn't happen. And then I think he was like, "This is ridiculous. Okay. Why am I here?"
Yeah. There's so many better people. I'm also kind of bummed.
Andrew is his name.
Andrew. Yep. God, I adore Andrew.
Wait, okay. And then did you see that Brendan, who, not Brendan, Brendan from, do you remember the human thumb that was on Katie's season? He made it all the way to almost the end. And everyone was like, yes. Wait, why are you still here?
Who's this man?
He's going to be on BIP Canada. I don't care. It's just something interesting, really. I mean, I'm not going to be tuning into that. But then also,
in Canada?
To Mexico. That was what I was going to say. Canada doesn't have beaches.
Serena P is Canadian.
Right.
So what's the difference?
There's another Canadian. Well, because Blake is Canadian as well.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple other. There was like three like U.S. Bachelor contestants that are going on. BIP Canada. But once again, it airs in Canada, but it's probably, I don't know that it's filmed in Mexico, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Maybe filmed in Nova Scotia. It's cold, but at least it's a beach.
No one's going to the beaches of Canada, I don't think. I could be wrong about this, but I don't think you can go to the beach in Canada.
Yes, you can.
Not
There's
for like
islands and shit, like outside of Vancouver that you can like kayak around.
But where you can like lay out, get sun, have a margarita. Yeah, no.
But there is a franchise, like a Bachelor franchise in Canada.
Right, but that's not dependent on a beach.
I know. That's what I'm saying, is that I think it's like mainly Canadian.
It is. It is. But I'm just. But it's interesting to me that they're bringing in U.S. contestants when they're already, you know what I mean? It's just kind of confusing. But, well, that brings us to the end of our chat today. Anything else you'd like to say?
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yes, mama. Rate, review, subscribe, mama. Our year anniversary is coming up soon. I would love to have 200 reviews by then. Make it happen.
And I say this almost every episode, and we still have yet to have it happen. But if you want to rate us 5 stars and leave in the comment what reality TV made you a dumpster diva, we will for sure read it.
We will. You loud. Just haven't written it yet. Like, we will read
it. Say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Right. We will in read it. And the reason we haven't read one that had it in it is because it hasn't been written. Just to make it clear. It's not like we're
so
skipping over
the
them.
The first.
Yeah. And you can follow me on Instagram at TheTomHamlet. And you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet. That's spelled C-I-X.
Yes. And then the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. If you made it to the end of the episode, you probably already follow. So thank you. And have a fantastic Sunday. Bye, y'all.
Bye.